Today is also the day when, this day in the year, Srinivasacharya Prabhu and Dhananjaya Pandit and the Gadadhar Das Prabhu, these three parts of the Vaishnava of Mahaprabhu disappeared, the day of disappearance. First, Gadadhar Das, Gadadhar Pandit is considered to be the bhava, the mood, internal mood of Radharani. Internal attitude, serving attitude, serving mood. And the Kanti, the luster, the outer part, is said to be represented by Gadadhar Das. She was born in 24 Parganas near Aryadaha. But in the last days she passed in Katwa, where Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And he accepted disciple there. And the descent of that disciple, they are now in the management of that mark. Their origin is from Das Gadadhar. But Das Gadadhar's tomb is also found there, in that compound. And there is also the tomb of the hairs of Mahaprabhu there. Mahaprabhu has very good curling hair. Beautiful. And during the time of sannyas, the barbar, he times with that number, goes to shave and to come back. I won't be able to take off such fine, beautiful, in a beautiful figure, beautiful curling hair. I can't shave. He goes to shave by his order and comes back. No, I can't. Anyhow, he had to obey the order. Those hairs are put there in the samadhi. And there took Gadadhar Das amongst the contemporary devotees of Mahaprabhu, took the charge of that particular place. And they installed Mahaprabhu's Murti temple and continued the service of the temple there, Gadadhar Das. Today is the day of his departure, disappearance. We shall pray for his grace, that his grace will help us in our attainment of highest life. Then another Dhananjaya Pandit, he was one of the 12 assistants of Nityananda Prabhu, Dadash Gopal. Balaram had his 12 subordinate Gopa boy in Vrindavan. And here also Nityananda Prabhu, he represents Balaram and he has got his 12 followers. And Dhananjaya Pandit was one of them. And his birthplace was also very nearby, Sitalgram, the Katwa Barbrand line, rail line. There is Koichor station and nearby Sitalgram. There the memory of Dhananjaya Pandit also preserved. When Nityananda Prabhu, at the request and order of Mahaprabhu, who was in Puri, in Bengal, Nityananda Prabhu came and began to preach about Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila. This Dhananjaya Pandit and others helped him for that purpose. Then comes Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya's father, Padmanabh Bhattacharya, he was class friend of Mahaprabhu, of Nimai Pandit. When his home was on the Nadia district, just on the other side of Agrodi station there, the name of the village is Chakundi, a Brahmin family, Pandit, and he married in Jajigram near Katwa. Mahaprabhu took him sannyas, and this Padmanabh Bhattacharya, from his father-in-law's house, he was just going to his own house and heard that Nimai Pandit has come to take sannyas. He knew him, a great scholar and charming figure in all respects. He went to see, and the people was mad in that Ashram Bharati, Kesav Bharati in Shankar school, a good sannyasi had his ashram there. And the Padmanabh Bhattacharya went to see that Nimai Pandit is taking sannyas. What is this? An unthinkable scholar, and an exclusively beautiful figure, all capturing, commanding person. And he has come to take sannyas. How? We cannot conceive life without him. And how his mother and newly married young wife, they will be able to live. With this feeling he went to see. And he was struck dumb to find what was going there. Two parties. One party under the direction of Mahaprabhu is going to request Bharati do the function as early as possible. Another party there stood, no, this young boy can never be given such a sannyas life. You Bharati, we won't allow you to give sannyas to this boy. You have come to spoil our society. It can never be occurred. In this way, and Padmanabh, he is watching what is going on there. Then after all, Mahaprabhu's will, that God did predominance. And generally, everything subsided and near the afternoon time, the sannyas began and it was done. Mahaprabhu told Bharati that I have got this mantra of sannyas in dream. Please see whether it is the real mantra or not. He gave it to the heir of Bharati. Bharati said, yes, it is all right. And this is, take it in this way. And the men, what name should be given. He was thinking, then there was some sound from above. The Krishna Chaitanya. Bharati took that and put. The name was given. Padmanabh waited so much, so far. And Mahaprabhu started towards Vrindavan, chanting the name of Bhagavatam, Pidandi Bhikshu, Evam, Samasthaya Paratmanishtha, Upasitang Purvatamaya Mahadvi, Aham Tavishyami Duranta. Kaya Salve Ehi Bhikkhu Kavajam, Mukunda Sevana Varta Kaila Nidharam, Paratmanishtha Matra Vishadharam, Mukunda Sevai Hai Sangsarataram, সেই বেশ কৈরুয়ে বৃন্দাবন গিয়া কৃষ্ণ নিশে মনে করি নিজেতে বসিয়া যান টু ওয়ার্ডস বৃন্দাবন পদ্মনাভ কেম ব্যাক হাফ ম্যাড অলওয়েজ টকিং কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য হোয়াট এভার এনি ওয়ান সেজ টু হিম ইজ কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নো আদার ওয়ার্ড কামিং আউট অফ হিজ লিপস Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Then his name was given by the public as Chaitanya Das. Afterwards he was known as Chaitanya Das in the society. Of course he recovered somewhat. Then when Mahaprabhu was in Puri, Padmanabh went to see him. see him with his wife. Mahaprabhu told that you have got a very devotee, a good son, and his name was the Srinivas. And he came back, and Srinivas came in his house. Very beautiful, and a born scholar. Srinivas, when very young, Padmanabha left, he came automatically in his mind, Sri Chaitanya Dev and Nityananda and his Dila surcharged within him. No other tendency. Early, about 15 years, he came out to see the birthplace of Sri Vrindavan. And he sat near the house of Mahaprabhu, the Ganges Ghat, bathing ghat. He sat there, the boy of 15, absent-minded. What he is thinking, he does not know. He is sitting on the... Vishnupriya Devi came to take bath. He found a beautiful boy, some such a likeness of Mahaprabhu. He is sitting there, do not know anything, or even himself. He does not know himself. In this way, Vishnupriya Devi had pity and took the boy to his home. Then he fed the boy. Then Srinivas went to Mahaprabhu. Is at that time he is in Puri. He started for Puri. But after going about 3/4, heard that Chaitanya Dev has left the world. What to do? He went again, and Gadadhar Pandit was there. He met him in Gopinath, Totar Gopinath. Gadadhar Pandit embraced him and told, "I am waiting for you, Srinivas. My Lord has ordered me to teach you Srimad Bhagavatam. He will explain Bhagavatam in the whole of Bengal. Unprecedented lecturer on Bhagavatam he will be. So my book you won't be able to read. It is half washed. The letters are half washed by the tears. So get a fresh book. Go to Srikhanda and take my name and try to secure a copy of Bhagavatam. And I shall teach you." Gadadhar Pandit came back, took a copy of Bhagavatam from Srikhanda, again started for Puri. He reached there and heard Gadadhar Pandit already left, disappointed. But I am such a distressed soul. Wherever I am going, and the object is just removed a little before, Mahaprabhu and this Gadadhar Pandit who gave me hope, he will teach me Bhagavatam. What ill-fated I am born. Then what to do? He came, but the Gadadhar Pandit's will was there. Automatically when he went to read Bhagavatam, found everything is rushing to him. And this way, then Srinivas in the Narottam and Samananda, he went to, started for Vrindavan to have darshan of Rupa Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta, Adarsha Raghunath Bhatta Goswami there. The three started. And when Srinivas, few miles far off from Mathura, heard the Sanatana Goswami passed away. the people, they are talking that that great Sanatana Goswami was the Prime Minister and who captured the whole of Vrindavan people within his heart. That Sanatana has passed as a great disaster for the country. Then what to do? Still, Rup and Raghunath and Jeev, Gopal Bhatta, they are living. Anyhow, they dragged down. Then when they reached Mathura, they heard the last night Rup Goswami left. They have seen Sanatana and that Asari Purnima, and then after Dvadashi, next Dvadashi, Rupa Goswami left. How hopeless and a cursed soul we are. Coming nearby and could not see those two generals of Mahaprabhu, Dvi Senapati. Mahaprabhu sent two of the generals, of his generals to the to Vrindavan, to carry out his orders and to establish the kingdom of the Gaudiya Vaishnava there. Then, anyhow, they dragged their bodies to Vrindavan. And they found in the Govinda Mandir, perhaps many of you have seen that old Govinda Mandir, broken. When they reached there, they found that Arati, Sandharati, Atri is going on in a very great splendor, great crowd, and Rupa Goswami just passed away. So with that feeling of high bereavement, madly they are chanting his name and the arati is going on this way. Srinivas, the three were there. Srinivas, he could not stand that sort of sentimental grief. He fainted in one side. When he woke up, when he first got his recovered, got his lost consciousness, he found that Jiva Goswami is, with some followers, is engaged in his nasi. Then anyhow, he woke up and did what was necessary, properly in the time. Then about a year, those three lived in Vrindavan and took initiation from Gopal Bhatta, Srinivas Acharya, and Narottam Thakur from Loknath Goswami, and Samananda from Jiva Goswami. There are many incidents in the meantime. But Jiva Goswami, who was in charge of all the books written by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami himself and others, after a year when they are coming back, if they will come back, then two cart loads in the casket, wooden casket, the books were placed, and they are given in charge of Srinivas. He was fond of more education and the Shastric knowledge, so in his charge the books were given. Take them and the copy and the preach in Bengal especially. We shall see to preach in this side, but the land of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, there it will be, it will have good circulation, you take it. Srinivas took it, the three came, bullock, two bullock cart, and that big casket, wooden, as it was. When they came by the road, that Grand Trunk Road, near Vishnupur in the district of Bakura, near Midnapur, the cars were on the road and they are sleeping somewhere nearby. But those book boxes, they were removed. In the morning when they woke up, they found cart is empty. Those wooden boxes big boxes with the books all the way. Then they are horrified. And tell their best, those three, to search nearby, but could not find any clue. Then what to do? Samananda and Naruttam, they disappointed, they left the place for their own home. But Srinivasachari, he could not do so. I was specially selected and given the charge of this Shastri, higher Shastra, and I cannot go back home without doing anything to get the Shastra back. How can it? He was wandering like a madman. He had there, the boy, beautiful boy, young boy. Like that. People think that that boy is head crack here and there. Then one day, that there was a Jamindar, a chief of the Santals, the Adivasi, the Aborigines. His name was Veer Hambir. He was the chief of that locality. And he had some attraction for devotion and Bhagavatam. Every day, he held a class of Bhagavatam regularly in his house in the afternoon. And his guru was one by name Bas. He used to explain Bhagavatam. And so many devotees, they used to hear, Bhagavatam. Srinivas, he is passing his days like a man here, there. Anyhow, he heard and went there to hear Bhagavatam. He is eager not to express him that he knows he is an educated man, good scholar, especially of Bhagavatam. None know. And he also do not give any bent to that. But one day that Baso, he was explaining something wrong, and unconsciously he could not check, he pointed out the mistake. Srinivas, you were explaining in this way, but the proper meaning will be that. Then the attention of the whole devotee, including the king, the chief, fell on that boy. Who is he? His guru Das, who was explaining, he was of the charmed. We took all him to be a madcap. And he's pointing out such fine points. Who are you? Who are you? The quest became very intense, and he had to. That I am a wretched soul. This Bhagavatam and so many other very high-level Vaishnava scripture I was taking from Vrindavan, and that big boxes filled up with those Vaishnava scriptures is stolen from here about a year or so. And I am wondering in search of those. I was in custody. Oh, then they knew that Veer Hambir, he has an astrologer, and he used to say what is what, where. When these two big boxes filled up with the scripture was there, nearby his capital, they called the astrologer, what is there? They looted. On those places, those chiefs there are looting princes, rubber, half rubber. The astrologer told very highly valued jewels are there in those boxes. Then he managed by his own men to steal those boxes and kept in his house. opened and finds many books, holy books, and closed it, kept it. After hearing from Srinivas, they said, oh, you have lost those books, you are aware of that. That is here we have taken it. Our my astrologer told that many valuable jewels contained there. So this guy just took them. Then Srinivas came back in his life again. He went there, fell prostrated there, and asked them, get some objects of aruti. Began to aruti on the books, shastra. Representation of Krishna, devotees. He began worshipping, and after aruti opened the door. Then sent information to Narottam and Samananda. They all came. And this chief was his disciple, and many of the place became his disciple. And then Virhamdi, after all, he did much service of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas here. And Vishnupur was his capital. And gradually, that Vishnupur, so many temples, huge number of temples are seen in that town, still standing. And they are very strong rulers, and they force people, or all the subjects, they must take Harinam, Hare Krishna. Otherwise, we would banish you from here. So much so, there was one Gopal in the line, Gopal Singh, an ordinary cultivator. After finishing his duties before going to bed, oh, you take that Malika. I must obey the Gopal Singh's order. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then, otherwise, the information that he did not take them, he would be banished from his kingdom. That was the whole line was Vaishnava. And many things are told by their, from their language. Then Srinivas Acharya came. He was there in Jaji Gram near Katwa. And with the help of Narottam, and Samananda, and Birbhadra, son of Nityananda Prabhu, Janhava Devi, the first wife of Nityananda Prabhu. All these Abhidhapuru sons, they are combined, began an extensive preaching of the Gauriya Vaishnava, of the Bhagavata Dharma, especially in Bengal, and part of Bihar, and Orissa. The flow, the inundation came by this trinity. This combination of these three devotees, after Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they kept up that torch of the Gauriya Vaishnava here, mostly in the Lord. Narottam Thakur went to Manipur side, Assam. And the whole of Manipur almost was captured by him, including the king. So in Manipur, we generally say, the temple is also here in Manipur, two temples. There are many disciples, all the Manipurians, Narottam Thakur. Extensive preaching he has there, that's right. And in Bengal, Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, and in Orissa, especially Samananda Prabhu. So today is that auspicious day. Srinivas Acharya, he described that. So there in his connection, this has been very too much purified. And we pray for his grace, for his mercy, that our attempt may be successful to get what they came to give to us. We may accept what we get by blessings. Vansha Gargadaru Pasht Kripa Sandhu Paivati Padidhanam Kavli Bhu Vishnu Gaudhari. Swami Maharaj sang a Sanskrit song. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalaka. That was composed by Srinivasa Acharya. You have heard that?
Prayers by six Goswamis, Krishna, Kirtana.
That song Swami Maharaj sang, and I was told that was very much appreciated from the standpoint of musical science. That song. He playing on Madanga himself and chanting. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopala. That song, that poem was composed by Srinivas Acharya Prabhu. For Goswami Stotra. And that is related in whole of America. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalaka.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Idai Gaur Hari Bol.